All right, we are back in action. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. I don't know. I am completely fascinated by this hearing that's going on, the Senate Judiciary Committee.
It's quite a day. Here's a question that I think they started to answer but didn't fully answer, at least for me. Mark Judge is a very important character in this whole thing. This is the second guy. Why isn't he involved in this more? Why isn't he there? Steve, do you know?
Well, he's not there because he's not been called there. Now, yep. Senator Grassley seemed to say that they did question him and that he gave a sworn statement. I think I heard that earlier, which is significant. I just want to explain. So we're going to continue to monitor the hearing here. You can listen to it live at WGNradio.com. But I think over the past couple of hours now, we've gotten a pretty good sense of how the Christine Blasey Ford version of this is going to play. We, of course, will return to live coverage on WGN Radio once Brett Kavanaugh, the judge, takes the witness stand, gives his opening statement, and then answers questions from senators. I'm not sure if he will answer questions directly from Republican senators or if Rachel Mitchell, who's been questioning Blasey Ford on their behalf, will continue the questioning.
She's
in the second half. But we'll go back to that once that happens.
I have mixed emotions on that.
Well, it's not that I have mixed emotions. It feels to me as if she's prepared a long line of questioning, you know, a string to go from A to B to Z. And because of the way this is set up, she keeps getting interrupted for the next 5 minutes. So I don't know if she's been able to provide sort of the continuity of the questioning that she'd like. We'll see. I haven't seen that yet.
The 5 minute time limit is disturbing because it's very hard to establish a certain pattern or direction.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. Sure. But that's typical of a hearing. What we would be hearing from were Republican senators, but they've decided instead to give their time to her. So that's why it's broken up into 5 minute increments.
Steve, do you know, is Brett Kavanaugh, is he in the room right now?
No, he's not. I think that was one of the conditions for the whole thing. That they would be in separate rooms.
So when he comes on to talk, she will not be there.
No, she'll be gone. I would imagine, you know, this is going to go, there are, 21 senators, I believe, on the committee, and we've heard from maybe six or seven. So
and they're going to break for lunch.
And they're going to break for lunch. But I don't think they'll probably, I don't know, that they may well break for lunch before they conclude, even with Dr. Ford. It's hard to, because it's 12:15 there now, so if they certainly will probably break for lunch before concluding with Dr. Ford.
I have probably the dumbest statement I'm ever going to make on the air. I feel foolish asking it, but why in the world would someone be sworn in, take the oath, and lie on the stand? I mean, how in the world can you think this is just a political ploy to keep the Republicans down? I just don't understand why she would lie under oath.
There's no answer to that.
Why would she waste anyone's time if there was not accuracies behind this?
I think that's a problem Republicans are facing as well. And so if you listen to Rachel Mitchell's questioning, some of it has to do, they brought up the fact that there may have been a mistaken identity or things like that. That's why I think Senator Durbin's question was especially pertinent when he said, you know, to what degree, what percent are you believe that it was Brett Kavanaugh, and she responded with 100%.
Right.
That was one of the most powerful moments so far. It really was.
And the airplane travel thing about Dr. Ford having anxiety, could you possibly have anxiety with other issues and PTSD?
I think she was trying to discredit Ford in a way, because apparently one of the reasons she said she didn't want to testify was because she didn't like to fly. And Mitch was, you know, pointing out that, well, you do fly for these occasions. You fly for work. You fly to come home every year. So I think that was, you know, an effort to sort of discredit one of her earlier statements.
There have been a few of those moments where I know that there's no doubt about it. That's the goal. You know, is to absolutely discredit and say, oh, you can fly when it's convenient for you, but you can't fly in a case like this.
You guys are good flyers. I am okay now, but for many years I would put off flying whenever possible. But you have to weigh the odds and say, okay, a family vacation, yeah, I'm going to suck it up and do it.
Right.
So I don't know that proves anything.
But there have been a couple of those moments. The one where they were trying to establish the fact that she can't remember how exactly she returned home.
Yeah.
That's their way of saying, oh look, foggy memory.
Right.
You can't remember this part. Why can you remember this part? So
I'm puzzled that she can't remember how she got home, because I just feel like after that trauma, you would remember, when I got home that night. And I also understand her being only 15 years old at the time and not revealing it because, you know, perhaps I had did some underage drinking. The last thing you want to do is tell your parents you were at a party at 15 and had this happen.
And, you know, as a parent, that's one of the things you hate to hear because, but, you know, the president pointed out, why didn't her parents report this or why didn't she report this? And, you know, here was a girl who clearly was doing things that her parents wouldn't have approved of. And rather than come to them, she was afraid of the punishment and kept it to herself.
Which I totally understand.
I do, too. No but question. From a parent standpoint, you're like, oh, please, you know.
Although I feel now our children are different than when we were growing up. I kept a lot of stuff from my mom. We didn't have open conversations about sex or anything. Mm-hmm. And I think a parent's relationship with a kid now is much different because they're exposed to so many things, whether it be internet, social media, that they have questions and the lines of communication, they're open more than when we were younger.
In some cases, there's no doubt about it. But I know that my daughters have told me things that have happened to friends of theirs that they say, here's what happened, and they can't tell their parents. And then I try to play devil's advocate and go, but maybe the parents can help out. And they go, no, you don't understand. You're not the kid in this equation. If they tell their parents, here's what will happen. I've been told several things over the years that I go, oh, man, I hope that if something like that happens to you, you'll come to me. But I understand a kid not wanting their parents to know.
I get that.
And that's today.
I get that, too. However, you feel comfortable enough with your daughter's relationship that if there was an issue, they'd come to you.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I don't know many people who went to their parents with problems before. I still know people are afraid to approach their parents at a young age now, but I just think it's better than it was. That's all I guess I can say.
Hopefully there's been some progress there. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Very interesting to watch this, and
I can't wait to hear his response.
I can't either.
To this, I mean, my guess is just strictly a guess, but he has to stick to what he said in the past, which is I don't have any recollection of this. Possibly she was, you know, sexually assaulted by somebody, but it wasn't me. He has to stick to that.
I have another question. I'm glad that I'm not here because, I'm not at the hearing because people would just go, oh, my God.
Your 5 minutes would be up in a second.
Yeah, I wouldn't even get I'd get 5 seconds. Yeah. All right, here's my other question. And Bertrand, I'd like you to weigh in on this, too. If Brett Kavanaugh had said something like, wow, college life was pretty crazy. I know I did some crazy things, but I really don't recall this happening. If it did, oh, my God, I am so unbelievably sorry. What if that was the way he took? Would he automatically be out of the running for Supreme Court justice, or would people have gone, well, that was then, this is now?
Well, Bertrand left, but I will.
Thank you, Kim.
But I will, I mean, from my perspective, he's a judge. He knows the law. He's not going to do anything to incriminate himself. I mean, you know, he's going to be, I feel like, this woman is definitely not naive, but she's coming from a different angle than Brett Kavanaugh is going to be coming from because, you know, he is a lawyer. He's a judge. He knows how this works. Do you know what I'm saying? So he's not going to
do... He knows the legal process
better.
He
knows the process. He's not going to do anything or say anything that's going to incriminate
himself.
But
had he done that at the beginning? Like, because at first he said, you know, no, I didn't really partake in drinking. I respected every woman I came across. I'm paraphrasing. And I went to church every Sunday. And then he came back and said, well, you know what? I did do a lot of drinking in college. Right there, it became questionable. Like, which story is it? So had he come out originally and said, wow, you know, I was a crazy college kid like everyone else. I don't believe this happened. I have no recollection. If it did, I strongly, you know, I completely apologize for any issues. I just wonder if people would think differently. And then they'd say, well, he fessed up. That was then. This is now. How does that affect the man he is today?
Kim, I can't speak for you, but I imagine there would be an element of that. I imagine there'd be some people that would just go, that was him at 17, but now he's owning up to it. I'm positive that there would have been people who gave him a lot of credibility for that.
I agree with that, but
like you said, Kim, a guy who's shooting for that position, he can't admit to a terrible event like this, that he had any hand in this.
If I was shooting high, which I never have done in my life, and was a possibility to sit on the Supreme Court, and this cloud was around me, I just feel at some point you'd just go, it's not worth the distraction. I'm going to, you know, withdraw my request or whatever.
But then, like in similar instances, you and I have discussed this. If you believe yourself to be innocent,
yeah,
why fight for that? Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Bill, you mentioned...
I just couldn't put my family through it, no matter what.
Sure.
That, right. to me, is just right. so hard. I mean, that to me is, in some ways, maybe, you know, I don't know. I've never obviously wanted to sit on the Supreme Court, but it just seems a little selfish to me that
sure.
you have to... This is what his family is enduring and his kids. I mean, to me, that's just tough.
And to think that she couldn't even stay at her residence for a while because of these.
I don't think she can now.
Who gives death threats still... and for what reason? For yeah. what reason? Am I that naive? I guess I am. Am I that trusting in people? I don't understand.
I don't think it's naive. It's just
disbelief.
Your brain can't wrap your.
You just
want
to hope that people there are good people, and that why would somebody do this? You know,
but
you just want to look to the best.
What is the purpose of giving her a death threat? What I don't understand. What
right.
you're trying to bring the Republicans down? You're going yeah. against our president. That is what that is. That the reason why they're doing it?
It's the climate we live in right now.
Good God.
Yep.
All right. We talked about whether or not kids talk to their parents more now than they did before. We also mentioned Dr. Ford not revealing the situation to her parents because she was only 15 years old. Rosalie, how are you?
I'm fine. I love you guys. I love WGN. But I want to bring up one serious thing first before I say something that's not serious. I can understand why she didn't tell her parents when she was 15. My dad would have probably killed me. Anyway, but what about when she was 25 or 40 or 45? Why was it now, at this age, when he wants to become a judge? And also then, I wonder if the person who did this to her was going to be a window washer. Then would it not be important enough to say? I don't know who's telling the truth. They're neither one of them tell them the whole truth or both a little bit.
Rosalie,
but that's what bothers me. And then you can say something, and then I want to end with one thing.
Okay. All right, let's start out with this. As her life went on, she was doing her best to move past it. She talked about how she was going through therapy and she had PTSD and she was doing her best to work herself through it. The difference is that he'd be a Supreme Court judge and not a window washer. And she even said she didn't want to let this to pass without having her voice heard and say, the guy that you want to be on the Supreme Court did this.
For
this
life.
This is his history. For life. Right. So would it have been any more or less important if he was a window washer? Yes. This is way more important.
Well, and that's where I disagree. I think that the action that he supposedly did is what's bad, not what he is. I disagree with you. I understand what you're saying, but I disagree. I don't care if it's a window washer or if it's a teacher or your next-door neighbor. Nobody should do this to a woman.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. There's no doubt. There's no argument there.
Rosalie, okay. May I ask you one question? If it turns out that the findings show that this is something that he did and he still moves forward and is on the Supreme Court, would you be comfortable with that?
You know what? I don't know. First place, I don't think the Supreme Court justices should be on for life anymore anyway.
I agree.
And I don't know if I'd be more comfortable with it. I don't know. I'm just the type of person, I do not think it's necessary for a president to be more ethical than for my next door neighbor. Now, I don't know. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe I am wrong.
You don't think the president should be more ethical than your next door neighbor? Is that what you said? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I think we should all be ethical.
Yeah,
I don't
agreed.
Know why... I don't know, but maybe I'm just kind of silly in that way. I don't know, but I'm tired of the way we treat each other. And I have to admit, I mean, I'm a woman. I'm tired of the Me Too movement. Anyway, I'm tired of these women out there, but that's beside the point.
What, can I just ask you why, Rosalie, being a woman, why would you be upset about the Me Too movement?
Well, you know what? Because I wonder how many these women out there protesting, really are protesting that, or they're just protesting. And also, a man should not be bad to a woman, or assault a woman. No, I agree. But you know, women grow up. A 15-year-old should not be drinking, get drunk. Not this. I'm not saying that gives the guy any more leeway to do this. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying... apparently it must not have bothered her that much. She's a PhD in psychology.
No, it bothers her.
You can, okay, but you move forward. You don't just stay in bed.
I
and,
agree.
But and
then
Rosalie,
why can't she move forward? After, I don't know. Anyway, we're going to disagree on this. We're going to disagree on it. And I'm glad you didn't tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Sometimes I hear you guys say when you ask for people's opinions and they tell you, then you say, no, 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 that's not right. I'm not saying you guys do this. But I've got to leave you on this one thing. Right? This is kind of funny. Now, we don't know about Addison Russell.
No, we don't.
We don't know about
him. Not looking good.
I do think that Joe Madden has babied him, and I think the Cubs have babied him, and the announcers have, but that's okay. But I'm wondering now, where are Me Too people? Why aren't there flags at the Wrigley Field saying he put him in jail or he assaulted the woman? There's nothing. Do we not care because he's Addison Russell or because he's a Cub? Where are the people protesting?
I think they'd be protesting if he was playing, but he has not been playing.
No, I disagree with you. I disagree. Well, first place, we heard about this last year, and nothing. And maybe you're right, but why should it make any difference? We should be protesting, kick him off the team, make him go to jail, or whatever it is. But nobody is protesting.
Well, he is off the team.
Yeah.
And we don't know whether or not he'll serve time for this. It's way too early in it.
They're looking into it. Why don't you join me and be a Sox fan, Rosalie? Come on.
Oh, bite your tongue. Bite your tongue. Anyway, it's wonderful. I love you guys. I love you because I love WGN, so I watch it all the time. But also, I'm kind of mad at the Cubs ever since they took the games off of WGN. But anyway,
all right, Rosalie,
you know what? We
got to
run.
You guys, all right. Because you are yourselves. I don't think either one of you is a put-on. I don't think you put on airs. You are yourselves. And as a listener, I appreciate that.
Rosalie,
right,
thank you
Rosalie.
So much for your opinion and your call. We have to run. Yeah. We appreciate your phone call. I like Rosalie.
She was right. It ended funny. She said it ended something funny. She nabbed it. All right. We'll take a quick break, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Appreciate it, Kim Gordon. Just want to get you up to date on some things. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford had her testimony, and she is being questioned right now. I believe Steve Bertrand said there are 22 senators who are going to be questioning her, and we've only gone through about half of them.
No, not even half, I don't think.
So this is going longer than anticipated. We will, the complete stream is going on WGNradio.com. There's a link to complete coverage as it continues right now. On the air, we're going to continue our coverage when Brett Kavanaugh takes the stand, which will be sometime later this afternoon. We got a text. So Dr. Ford's testimony is not worthy of continued broadcast by WGN, but Kavanaugh's testimony is not fair. We're trying to make it fair, and we will definitely resume live coverage on 720 WGN when Brett Kavanaugh takes the stand.
Correct.
And I'm presuming some questioning after that as well.
Yeah, that's the game plan.
We're running both testimonies.
Right. We don't know as of yet, or do we, if there's a bonus hour for you and I today, right? That's still kind of up in the air or not?
I don't really know what's happening. At this point, if this continues, it's going to be on the stream, and there's a stream. That's the stream we're on.
Okay.
Because there's also the Jason Van Dyke trial.
Right.
Which is happening on one of our streams. We have three streams. We're not supposed to cross them.
That's what they tell us. So tomorrow, if there's no bonus hour, we'll try twice as hard tomorrow.
One and a half
we'll
times
see.
As hard.
We'll see.
All right, 312-981-7200. Bill, there are some callers that have been on hold for a while.
Yeah, several callers. Start with any of them. They all bring up good points, I think.
Jan's on the line. Hi, Jan. Jan, are you with us? Oh, she's been on hold so long that she's probably ordering lunch at the drive-thru.
Jan?
Boban?
Can you keep her on hold and we can try her again a little bit?
Yeah, Jasmine, see if Jan, she has been on hold for quite some time. Nancy, how are you?
Hi. Hey, were any of your girlfriends with her?
Yes, one was.
Was it Leland that she mentioned?
Yeah.
She was with her in their house when she went upstairs.
She was with her downstairs, but not when she went upstairs.
She didn't go go look for her when she was gone for so long?
Well, she went upstairs to the bathroom. I don't know exactly what her friend was doing downstairs, but I'm sure she assumed she was just using the restroom and coming back down.
But it seemed like she was gone for a while. And then she walked out of the house and never even took a girlfriend with her and told her girlfriend what happened?
So you're intimating by your line of questioning that this is made up?
I'm questioning why you would walk out. If I was traumatized like that, I would grab my girlfriend and say, let's get out of here. You can't imagine what just happened to me. I wouldn't walk out by myself.
She just wanted to get the hell out of there.
If I was at a party at age 15 and I went with a friend and I didn't see my friend for a while, I would just assume they were talking to somebody at a party, not being molested by somebody at a party.
Good point, Bill.
No. I'm talking about the lady that was molested. I don't know why she wouldn't find her friend and then leave with the friend.
She was trying to get away from these two men who allegedly...
Okay.
So she wanted to get out.
She just wasn't thinking of that. That's what that's your angle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you very much.
All right, Nance. Thank you for calling. Again, when you ask Nancy, does that mean you don't believe her? Again, why would someone go under oath and lie? Someone who's a respected professor, she has a bunch of master's degrees. I mean, I don't understand it.
Look at the text, though, that we've received over the last hour and a half, almost 2 hours. I'd say nearly half, if not more than half, are saying this is a lie, obviously a witch hunt, this is a sham.
Oh, the sham trial. I don't know that text.
I don't know what anyone's hearing or seeing. And I understand that Mr. Kavanaugh has not spoken yet. I get that. And I'm
anxious
to hear
it. I
can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Maybe I'll change my mind.
Yeah. Yes. I haven't opened enough of my... Right.
Right now, this is all I have. And I believe her. I feel for her.
I don't know what she said or did that would make you think otherwise.
I know.
But so many people are in that camp right now. And, boy, my heart just goes out to this woman. And I don't know what anyone's hearing or seeing that would make you think, this is a sham or a lie or a witch hunt or any of the words that have been used in the texts over the last 2 hours.
I have another question. I throw all these great questions out that, honestly, no one has the answers to. So all these people defending Brett Kavanaugh via text line and across the country, do they even know him? Why do they have so much... It's invested in this Brett Kavanaugh.
I think because the mindset is, the left wants to take over this. They want to change the course of history, and it's not theirs to change.
Aren't there other Republicans? If all of a sudden President Trump said, you know what?
Hundreds.
This is a witch hunt, and since it is a witch hunt, I'm going to douse the flames of this and forget it. He's not a nominee anymore.
We'll get somebody else. You'd find somebody who fit Johnny Bravo's suit in 5 minutes. Right.
What do people have invested in Brett Kavanaugh? I never heard of him before.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I have so many questions, Bill, and no answers. Gwen, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. How are you guys doing, Wendy, Bill? Just real quick, I know you guys you guys are long overdue, but anyhow, I remember being 15, 16, going to house parties, and if there's a stairwell leading up to bedrooms, why would she walk up the stairs? Now, did I miss something? Did you?
She said she had to go to the. She had to go to the bathroom. The bathroom was upstairs.
But these guys, were they alongside her when she walked up them stairs, or
she
no?
She said they pushed her into the room.
Okay, but they were at the top of the stairwell already. Is that what they were saying?
They were already upstairs,
yes.
And she may have seen them as she went up the stairs, but she wasn't. She certainly wasn't being expected. She wasn't expecting them to push her into the bedroom.
I missed that. I thought she walked up the stairs with them.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, this might sound harsh or mean on my point, but I'm wondering if the poor girl was on, like, any medication prior
she
to that
no.
happening. Because back in the day, well, of course she's going to say no.
She's maybe under oath.
Well, you know what? The medical records, if they're revealed, they're going to go into her medical records besides her counselor.
What
eventually.
Medications are you thinking?
I'm wondering if she was like ADHD or hyper or something, okay?
Not give amphetamines very often back then, so I...
Uh, I know some people that were.
She said she was not taking any medications, and she had one beer, and she was 15 years old.
Okay, well, eventually all that, the forensics will look into all that.
So, Gwen, what are you suggesting? Let's say I'll give it to you. Let's say she had taken ADHD medication. So what happens next?
Well, here's the thing. Like she said, she didn't want to face the wrath of her parents. If she was on medications and had a beer, it would make it harder for her to talk to them. Okay,
She didn't say the part about the medications. She did say the part about the beer, but she didn't mention anything about medication.
And she didn't want her. She didn't mention it to her parents because she didn't want to admit that she was at 15 at a house party and drinking.
Right. I understand that fully, but I still feel like there's something missing, and I feel for the girl, but at the same time, this will slowly unfold. So,
all right, well, we'll be looking forward to that. I really would like this to end, you know, for both parties.
Yes.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thanks, Gwen.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. All right, a break. No. You have to stay there. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy, WGN. All right, let me quickly catch you up. The Senate Judiciary Committee's hearing involving Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh is now in a recess. They will be back. We will carry some of it live on WGN Radio. The rest of it, all of it, will be on the stream. There will be no bonus hour today so that we can accommodate these hearings.
And when you say we'll play some of the hearings, we played this morning the testimony from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, and we will do the same when Judge Brett Kavanaugh comes to the witness stand.
Yes.
Although, is it a witness stand? No.
It's
when he's sworn in.
A witness stand, right. Yeah, all right.
And
yeah.
I am totally 100% anxious to hear what he says. Bill pointed out earlier when we were talking to Bertrand about this, he is not present during this portion of her testimony, and she will not be present for his testimony. And I am just looking so forward to hearing his side of things. I don't know if it's the direct line of questioning where they'll say, she said this, how do you defend it? I don't know if it's going to work like they did with her, just asking other questions.
Yeah.
I'm looking very forward to it.
Yeah. One of my fears in this is a girl who has been through a similar incident to this might now be less responsive in reporting it because of what she's seeing here today.
I 100% agree.
You know what I mean,
yep.
Right? Because
blame the victim.
Dr. Ford has talked about what she and her family have been through over the last couple of weeks or months, having to leave their home, getting death threats and things like that. And it would be a horrible, horrible byproduct of what we've seen and heard today for that to be the case. I hope that's not the case. You got to report it.
You have to. Coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, WGN Radio.